The following program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
On it.
Okay. Ready?
Sure. There's no words there to play us out. What does that mean, to play us out?
It's Sting is going to do, it's a video, Sting video.
Okay. What is...
For credits.
I don't know what that means, to play us out. What does that mean? To end the show?
Yeah.
All right, go, go.
In 5, 4, 3.
That's tomorrow, and that is at...
Okay, in 5, 4, 3.
That's tomorrow, and that is it for us today, and we will leave you with a... I can't do it. Okay. We'll do it live.
Okay.
We'll do it live!
No. We'll do it live!
We'll do it live! It. Fuck it!
Do it live!
Do it live!
I'll write it, and we'll do it live!
We'll do it live!
Fucking thing sucks!
In 5, 4, 3.
That's tomorrow, and that is it for us today. I'm Bill O'Reilly. Thanks again for watching. We'll leave you with Sting and a cut off his new album. Take it away.
Hi, everybody. Coming up, Nicole tells your fortune looking ahead. So get out your crystal and stay tuned. With Mistress Nicole. All dressed in leather, you won't forget her. You want to love her and you won't let go. Who's that woman, crazy woman, Nicole?
Oh no, I was going to play a video and it won't start. It's like the story of my life. Hold on, I'm going to make this work. No, that's not what I wanted to play. Damn it. Best laid plans and all that jazz. Come on.
We are back, and I'm joined now by Ron DeSantis, governor of the great state of... Wait, which is the one that's shaped like a big...
Florida.
Oh, right, Florida. Sir, you recently signed into law the controversial Parental Rights in Education Bill, which some have called the Don't Say Gay Bill, and others have called the Girl Fuck That Bill.
I think it's probably the most comprehensive piece of legislation I've seen.
Critics say that this bigoted legislation will rob kids of a safe space to have a healthy discussion about their identities.
Yeah.
I mean, how would you feel if we signed a bill prohibiting everyone from talking about slimy, self-interested douchebag politicians with no sex appeal who buy all their suits off the clearance rack at Burlington Coat Factory?
We at the state can stop that. I look and see how this media operates, this corporate media. What about all the people they've smeared over the years who are not governors?
Someone's being an asshole. That's no way to be. Honey D, here's the tea. Gosh, I'd hate to upset your Republican peers. So let me say this soft so no one hears. I've always been.
Here's an interesting fact.
Gay. Oops, I said it. I'm gay. You can bet it's a badge that I wear with a fabulous flair. Cause I'm gay, 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 gay. Sorry. Honey, I'm queer, as a drag queen's brazier. And although you might think that I'm flawed, hey, I'm gay as a Broadway premiere. All your thinly veiled hate is a dangerous trend. It's such a fun cliche, but you'd rather talk straight and add hate to offend. So I'll try not to say that I'm as gay. I'm as gay as the cast of Euphoria or a Sephora display.
You go to the jail.
Girl, I'm as fruity as Gaga in Gucci and gorgeously.
Ooh, I almost said it again. God, I'm sorry. I don't know what came over me.
I'm not backing down.
That's why I say I'm incredibly gay. Though you'd rather I said it, much less I can't help but express it all day.
stop that.
And should you say
I think he's gay.
Randy Rainbow.
In
case you hadn't heard, he's gay. It's okay to say gay, even if you're in Florida. Believe it or not, the fascist governor has not yet made it illegal to say gay unless you're in school. And it's not just up to the third or the fifth grade anymore. I think it was originally K through third grade. Now it's K through 12th grade. It is the law here in the state of Florida. So I thought today, since Ron DeSantis is going to be officially making it official on Wednesday, we hear, throwing his hat in the ring, running for president, because... Oh, God, it's just, it's inconceivable. But it was inconceivable that Trump, wobbling, really? Audio wobbling? That's not supposed to be happening. God damn it. Really? All of you, tell me, you guys in the chat room, the audio is wobbling again? Damn it, we fixed this, didn't we? Shit. Hold on, I'm gonna get a different audio input because that shouldn't be happening. So bear with me. It's always something. If it's not one thing, it's another. All right, is this one? Let's see. All right, you have to tell me if this gets any better. All right, chat room, you're gonna tell me if it gets any better now. Is it any better? Audio still got issues. Damn it. I'm still bad, huh? All right, hold on. I'm going to do something else. This is just not right. Okay, sound card input. Got it. I give up. I give up. You know, this show follows. Oh, it's better now? Okay, I'm not going to touch anything now. You tell me. I guess if it's going to be like the old days, it'll come back in 18 minutes. Ugh. But I did change an input, so maybe that fixed it. You're incredibly gay. Good to know. So, you know, I follow, my show comes on after Randy Rhodes on the Progressive Voices Network. And I just heard her say, we'll be back on June 5th. June 5th? Who gets to take 2 weeks vacation? Seriously? June 5th? Okay, now I don't feel so bad. So I take an odd day off here or there. But I'm here. So just saying. Oh, it's almost in sync too. Wow, we got that going for us. Okay, so as I was saying before the audio so rudely interrupted me. It didn't go away before I changed the input. I changed the input right away. Okay. Yes, Randy Rainbow Rocks. By the way, that was an older one. But because I thought, because the fascist Florida man is declaring his official candidacy for the presidency, allegedly on Wednesday, I thought this week we will dedicate to anything that, anything related to Florida. So this is my official, I'm Nicole, I live in Florida, ask me anything, 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 at all. Anything you want about the state of Florida or about the Florida man who is the governor, Ron Death Sentence. So phone lines are open, 954-889-6410. Or if you're on Skype, you can Skype in to Nicole Sandler, all one word, all lowercase. And again, I don't have a screener. My producer is... Well, it's me, but don't tell anyone because I'm always bad-mouthing her. So I take the calls as they come in. And so here's the deal. Anything you want to know about the governor of Florida, I will tell you. And again, anything about the state. So for instance, did you know, first of all, let me give you a little bit of background. So to show you that I've got standing to do this, ask me anything kind of thing. My family moved to Florida in 1971. In fact, it was June 25th, if I remember correctly, I think, 1971. I had just graduated from sixth grade. So it was the day of my, you know, I went to PS 169 in Bayside, Queens, and it was the day of our sixth grade graduation. And we went from my, they had a little graduation ceremony at the school there in Bayside, and we went from there to the airport and moved down here to Florida. So we just passed 40 years. Was it 40 years or 50 years? 50 years. We just passed 50 years that I lived in Florida. Yeah, so it shows my math. I didn't learn much math in at PS 169, but, you know, what else is new? So anyway, my family moved down here then, June 1971. And I lived here. I went to college. I went to the University of South Florida, graduated in 1981, and then moved to New York. Lived there for, I don't know, 6-7 years. Moved out to Los Angeles. Lived there for 15 years. Went to Taos for a minute, came back for a minute, went to Boston for 2 years, and came back. So I've lived more than half my life here in Florida. And it didn't used to be this way. It wasn't always horrible. In fact, when I lived in New York, you know, I was a little kid in New York. And we, being Jews, you know, we didn't celebrate Christmas. We'd go to Florida on Christmas vacation. And I've even got all the old home movies to prove it. So, you know, if you're watching on one of the video streams, here is the Diplomat Hotel. This would be back in like 1969. Great video work. But, you know, Florida, that's what Jews did. Christmas vacation, we'd go down to Florida and vacation. I'm letting it go a little bit. You will see me as a youngster here. I'm the one in the middle. I'm the oldest of the kids. I'm the one with the sunglasses on, and that's my little sister next to me. And the, you know, we'd go, three families came down here. So those are the families, the kids. That's me and Karen. So I'm just showing that I've got a long storied history with Florida. That's enough of the, you know, the video, but just so you could see, Florida was always a good thing until, well, let's see, we moved down here in 71, and I quickly realized that the schools were not as good as the New York schools. So I finished sixth grade in New York City and got to Florida in time for middle school, seventh grade, and I couldn't believe how far ahead I was of all the kids. So the schools have always been challenged down here a little bit. Yes, it does beat the cold and the snow. And actually, it was a couple of years later that we moved down here. I didn't know it at the time, but my mother had leukemia. And it's one of the reasons that apparently we moved here, for an easier lifestyle. And yes, Sydney makes a good point in the chat room. Florida has been horrible for Native people, Seminoles, since 1565. Well, welcome to America, spelled with three Ks. Anyway, so I've had a love-hate relationship with Florida. Of course, I like the weather. I love the beach. That's the one thing. I love being able to swim in the ocean. However, there's a giant seaweed, like 10,000 mile wide stretch of seaweed that is allegedly heading our way. Although it may be going a little further over to the West Coast, whatever it is, there's nothing we can do about it, because we, and not just Floridians, but the human race, has destroyed the planet. So I think we're on our last legs. Apparently my sink is off. I'm sorry. It's nothing I did here. So I'm sorry. Just don't look. I'll cover my mouth and you won't tell. So anyway, here we are. I, you know, grew up here, realized the schools were not great, but after a year or two in the Florida school system, after coming from the New York City schools, I was brought down to their level. I dumbed down really quickly. Now, you're right. Gloria in the chat room says, now they don't teach history in Florida. Nicole would run circles around them coming from New York. They didn't teach well then, 50 years ago. What they're doing now is criminal. Back then, I just thought, oh my God, these people down here are just dumb. Well, the thing is, they were a few years behind what we were learning in New York. But now, not only don't they teach history, they don't teach anything. In fact, you know, here's just to give you an example, I've got a few newspapers here. This is the Miami Herald from Tuesday of last week. The date is May 16th. Just as the 30 tons of seaweed, and it smells really bad. Just as the legislative session was coming to a close, and the headline, lead story in the Miami Herald, DeSantis signs three bills that bring big change to higher education in Florida. See, it's not bad enough that they've screwed up K through 12 public schools, which they did bigly. But now DeSantis is going on to screw up higher education. And I got to tell you, you know, I went to one of the Florida State Universities, and back then they were okay. Let me tell you now, if you've got a kid going into college, you don't want to send them to a Florida school because that degree isn't going to be worth jack shit. Seriously. In fact, here's the other problem, because it's sort of a catch-22. If your kid is in K through 12 school in Florida and you don't want to send them to a Florida university, you better get them out of Florida public schools, because the diploma is not going to be worth jack shit either. Because kids are not being taught the truth. So these three bills that he signed, here, let me share a little bit with you what it says about these three bills. Let's see. DeSantis signed a measure, SB 266, that restricts certain topics from being taught in general education courses. Those are the lower level classes that all students must take for their degrees. It also expands the hiring and firing powers of university boards and presidents, further limits tenure protections, and prohibits spending relating to diversity, equity, and inclusion programs beyond what is required by accreditors. Well, he did away with all of that stuff. In fact, he did so much damage thinking that this is going to propel him to the White House. I know I was going to say, call me crazy. I know I'm a little crazy, but I don't understand how that would work. So knowing that I was going to do this sort of ask me anything today, and phone lines are open, 954-889-6410. Anything you want to know about the state of Florida or about DeSantis, or anything else having to do with this godforsaken place, feel free to call and I will answer. And if I don't know the answer, I'll just pull a Ron and I'll make something up. All right. So that's the game plan for today. I don't have a guest, but let me tell you this. So I moved back to Florida in 2004, just as Allison, my kid, was starting kindergarten. And after a while, you know, I started my own business. When I moved back to Florida, I had quit radio because I was so soured on radio after a couple of experiences I had had. And I started this little video production business. But of course, I got back in radio because it's all I know how to do. Kind of sad. And I went to work for Clear Channel, you know, now the company known as iHeartRadio. Yeah, that one. And they had a talk station here in South Florida that was progressive talk. They were the Air America station. And this was right when Air America, in all its brilliance, fired Marc Maron. Like, are you kidding me? That was the best show they had, and they fired Morning Sedition. It was so good. Anyway, they decide they're going to put Jim DeFede on in mornings. Well, Jim DeFede is a great South Florida-based journalist. He knows Florida politics like nobody else. He's great. And so when I heard they were going to move him, he was doing a weekend show. He wasn't a radio guy. He was a newspaper guy. And when I heard they were moving him to mornings, weekday mornings, I called the program director. I reached out and I'm like, Jim's great, but he needs somebody. He needs a pro radio pro to work with him as his producer. And I introduced myself and they hired me. By the way, I beat out Joy Reid for that job, just in case you were wondering. This was 2004-ish, right? So after a year, Clear Channel being Clear Channel, they didn't renew Jim's contract. So they moved me into the host seat, gave me the show, didn't give me a producer. I was going to produce my own show. And they gave me half of his salary. So what could I complain about, right? But anyway, it was back then. It was a long row to hoe to get here. Back then, they were having a contest. That by now, it was 2008. Okay, it was 2008. And, Charlie Crist had been the governor. Republican, but as Jim used to say, he's the best Democratic governor the state has had in a while. He was a Republican. David, I was telling a story, but yes, you want to come in and interrupt me?
No, I want to come in and top you.
Okay, yeah.
My family moved here in 1954.
Yeah.
So a few years before you guys got here. And I was 2 years old.
Okay.
And unlike you, my education was first rate, to the point that when I went to college, just to give you a measuring stick, when I went to college, my freshman year, I turned in the same term paper that I got a B on in high school, and I got an A on it in college.
Okay.
So,
well, that just says little about Arizona. But you went to South Broward High School back in the 60s. I know is I went to Olson Middle School, and it was shit.
Well,
it was the dumbing down of this New York City educated girl. Just saying.
Again, I'll speak up for my alma mater one more time.
Okay.
In that we had excellent professors. I had several that had master's degrees.
Okay.
I had one, in fact, that quit teaching my sophomore year at South Broward after that and went to work for NASA.
Okay, good. What was there a point behind
this? Well, that's how brilliant a man he was.
Okay,
so what happened, the point is after me, it all went downhill.
Okay.
And that's why your education wasn't
great.
Okay,
thank you.
And there were some good governors here.
Bob Graham
was a great
governor. Bob Graham
governor.
Was great.
Leroy Collins was a pretty decent governor.
Louise is asking where you went to college. He went to college in Arizona State. So he didn't go to college in Florida because he was smart to get the fuck out of here.
And I also, well, at any rate, we'll leave the rest of it aside. But there were some good governors here. Like I said, Bob Graham was great. Leroy Collins was great.
Well, that was before my time. Reuben Askew, I think, was
Reuben Askew
was
wasn't
governor
bad. George Smathers wasn't
before
bad.
Before my time.
Went on to serve in the... Well, this, is why I'm the voice
well,
of experience.
Okay, well, you're an old fart,
I'm the voice
old
of,
man.
I'm the
He's
voice
old.
Of
okay, I'm potting you down so I can finish telling my story. God.
It's all about you.
It is. It's my show. God. Give him an inch. Takes a fucking mile. Anyway. So what I was about to say, so long way to get here. So in 2008, before Clear Channel fired me to make way for the fifth sports talk station in South Florida, because they needed five sports talk stations instead of one progressive talker, there was a contest. The state of Florida held a contest for a new state song. Because do you know what the old state song was? The old state song was, and I don't know if this will play or not. Let's see. Upon the Suwannee River. Yeah. The Suwannee River, also known as Old Folks at Home, was the Florida state song. Oh, this, and I bet this is the original lyrics too.
Far, far away.
Think of
my heart.
okay, I won't torture you anymore. But that was the Florida State song, and I won't insult your intelligence by sharing with you the original lyrics. Well, they revised the lyrics. Actually, they revised the lyrics in 2008, the same year they put out the call for a new state anthem. And I'll never forget, because I was on the air doing mornings at 940 Winds when they had the contest, and the winning song was Florida, where the sawgrass meets the sky. Florida. Now it's gonna run a commercial. Oh my God! Hold on, I need to 2-1 skip. Okay, Florida. Hurting my ears. Yeah. Florida. Land of flowers, land of life. Okay, so you get the idea. Just god awful. Florida, where the sawgrass meets the sky. So that on January 11, 2008, that song was selected as the winner. So the Florida legislature considered the issue and adopted it as the state anthem. However, in all of their brilliance, they kept Old Folks at Home as the Florida state song, but they replaced the original lyrics with a revised version that was approved by scholars at the Stephen Foster Memorial at the University of Pittsburgh. And at the time, Charlie Crist was governor, and he stated that he was not pleased by the two songs decision, but he signed the bill anyway, creating a new state anthem and establishing the reworded version of the state song by statute rather than by resolution like it was decided in 1935. So you see, Florida has been duh for a long, long time. Florida, where the star sawgrass hits the sky. Oh my God. But I don't know that it's any more or less nauseating, frankly, than way down upon the Swanee River and the line about that's where the darkies are at home. It's just horrible. This is Florida. Robert Naples, you're in Florida.
Yeah, I am. I don't know if I'm like you. I'm thinking about leaving now. I've been here 20 years from Western New York, came down here. My mother-in-law's still here, thank God. My wife and I could do things anywhere, but we decided we wanted to live here. And we live in Naples, and it's beautiful.
Beautiful, but except
it's getting scary, dude. I got a 14-year-old daughter.
Oh, now, God. You have a child in Florida schools?
What?
My kid is already done with school, so I have a little breathing room, but your kid is being not educated by these people. Your kid is being dumbed down.
We're in Naples, and it's a little more affluent, and we actually have decent schools.
But they have laws now, Robert, where...
I know, but this is what we do. We also have tutors that come in. My wife's got a client that teaches, and she comes to our home and she teaches our daughter, and she teaches the same grade level, and so she knows what's coming and going. My daughter's ahead of the game that way.
Yeah, but still,
it's money out of pocket. But
yep, it's money out of pocket. And then, where is she planning on going to college if she is?
Well, she's gonna be a high school student next year. She'll be a freshman, so. She doesn't know what she wants to do.
Robert, my advice to you, because today is Ask Me Anything About Florida, my advice to you is get the hell out.
I know. You know, and that's just the thing. And my wife's a medical doctor. And one of the DeSantis things is now that I think it just passed. She came home, she started mumbling under her breath. Like, what's going on? She's like, there's talk that he's going to sign a law saying that even if... about the mask mandates. Not that you can't, she can't tell anybody to put on a mask when it comes to her office anymore. She doesn't own her business. The state of Florida apparently does. So if there's somebody who's compromised, has some kind of medical deficiency or immune issue, like maybe just coming off of cancer or whatever, mind you, you know, that her office place, she can't say, hey, you know what, let's mask up for other people. Can't do it. Can't say it. Because she could lose her license as
That's
a doctor.
That's ridiculous.
Because one motherfucker could just come in and say, ah, you know, I was told to put on a mask. And, yeah. You know, who is she to tell me? You know, like, what the,
oh my
you know,
God.
That's where we're at. And not just that, you know, I'm more worried for my daughter. I have my wife and I are both first generation Italian Americans. Me or my wife do not have an Italian passport. We could get it easy.
Oh, do it! Oh my God!
I know. Nicole,
look, I'd feel safer there, even with a volcano just erupting. I'd feel safer there in Italy. In Italy, they just mount whatever. The big one.
Etna, that one rattles all the time.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. I went up there. It smells like farts. Oh, it's terrible. It's all sulfur and stuff.
Yeah,
what I was saying is that my whole life, I never needed a piece of fucking paper to tell me I was Italian. You know, a passport. I know who I am. You know, but now I want it for my daughter's sake.
I would get it.
You know, God forbid something happens and she wants to make a decision that's hers. You know, the state of Florida says, "Oh, it's theirs.
Yep,
it's their decision what you do."
Well, I'll tell you something.
That's the thing that
scares me the most. I mean, look, Allison is an adult now, but you know, she lives with her boyfriend. I mean, she could get pregnant, and it scares me that she has no control over what happens to her body.
Even the people who do those procedures, they have to look behind their back every step they take. You know, they got to sleep with one eye open. You know, even at 6 weeks, there's going to be some jackass going in there breaking their balls. You know,
at 6 weeks, no, a woman does not know she's pregnant. That's the problem. They don't know. So this whole thing is a farce. It's just a farce. So
this whole fucking debt ceiling thing to me is just bullshit. It's just it's the only card they're holding a pair of twos, and they're all in on that. You know, this is what Putin wants. And Putin needs this because he needs the world to be upset at America for defaulting and throwing the whole world in chaos, so he can fucking say, hey, look, I'm not as bad as they say I am. Look how they say, you know, yeah, this was always mine anyways. You know, lying bullshitter that he is. Ah, dude, this thing's scary. You know, and things are good. I mean, I love my job here. I love what Biden's been doing. Things are great. I mean, under Biden, but the whole thing is like hanging on by a thread that's got that's starting to show wear.
I hear you. So this is why we're here. So this is why today I'm taking it upon myself to educate everybody about who this guy is, who thinks he should be the next president. And as bad as Trump is, and he is god-awful, enough so that I'm thinking of an exit plan should he somehow get back in, let me finish my thought. As bad as Trump is, DeSantis would be worse. DeSantis would be worse.
He would be worse.
Yep.
There's a lot of, because why? He doesn't offend by the fight.
No, not at all. All right, I'm going to let you go, Robert, and I'm going to finish so I can just get my thoughts out. Thanks for calling, Robert. My advice is get out. But why DeSantis would be worse is because it pains me to say this, but saying anybody is smarter than Donald Trump is not too giant a leap. He's smarter than Trump. Smarter in terms of better educated. It's still inconceivable to me. But DeSantis graduated from Harvard. He's got like a Harvard law degree or something, which doesn't compute because the man's a moron. In fact, I mean, all one needs to do is look at the laugh. You saw the laugh, right? Hold on. Let me see if I can't bring this and make it really big because it's really tiny on my screen. But he's in Iowa, right? He's in Iowa and doing the retail politics thing, which he's not good at, retail politics, you know, shaking hands, kissing babies. He's just not, he's not a human. So he doesn't know how to do those human things. But so he's talking to some people here. Someone put this up on TikTok. And here, he's having a talk with someone about their classic car.
Like a 1955 Porsche in there. Yeah. That was nice. How much is that worth?
Oh, my God. That was the, and somebody put together with the, you know, the Austin Powers villain guy. That was the creepiest, one of the creepiest things I've ever seen. And I've seen a lot of creepy things, especially down here in Florida. The man is frightening. But even more frightening, I'm glad that the rest of the country is finally catching on at least a little bit. So in the New York Times yesterday, the Sunday New York Times, I want to share with you, I got to thank this guy. His name is, who wrote this article? Neil Vigdor at the New York Times, because he wrote this piece. The headline reads, "What bills did DeSantis sign as he propelled Florida to the right?" So I thought this would be a good time to go through and just refresh your memories as to this year, 2023, in the legislative session that just ended. You ready for some of this? Strap in, because it's astounding. Okay, just this year alone, he signed a six-week abortion ban. He just did this last month in April. It makes Florida one of the nation's most restrictive states for reproductive rights. As a result, the state will no longer be a destination for women from across the Deep South seeking abortions. They can't come here anymore. So, and this six-week ban replaced a 15-week abortion ban that DeSantis signed last April. That was before Roe v. Wade was overturned. And that was unconstitutional. And the thing is, this six-week ban won't go into effect until Florida's Supreme Court decides on the challenge of that 15-week law. But see, Ron DeSantis doesn't give a shit. He doesn't give a shit what you think or what I think, because he's a fascist dictator. This month, just a week or so ago, as he was finalizing his candidacy for the presidency, he signed a measure outlawing gender transition care for minors, restricting it for adults, and it imposes a penalty of up to 5 years for any doctor who violates the ban. And it requires adults seeking gender transition care to sign a consent form, which I would think they would have to anyway, right? And to make matters worse, and I'm reading this to you so you know what I'm telling you is fact. These are things that he has signed into law. And part of his fascist dictator tendencies is the part that he put in this bill against gender transition care for human beings. And this part of the bill says, or the part of the law now, it's not a bill anymore, it's a law, the court could remove children from their homes if they receive gender-affirming care. They will take your child from you if you try to help your child who is in pain, who has issues today. They will take your child from you. And then just to, you know, just because he's a prick, he signed also in this bill into law punishing businesses that allow minors into, quote, adult live performances such as drag shows. And he makes it a misdemeanor trespassing offense for people to use bathrooms in public buildings that do not correspond with their birth, their sex at birth. I'm silent because I'm speechless. And you know me, I'm not often speechless. That's disgusting. He is a hateful fucking piece of shit. But wait, there's more. The next bill that DeSantis gave his seal of approval to is this month also, just in the last 2 weeks, a bill prohibiting public school employees from calling students pronouns other than those matching their gender at birth. So you got a kid who's already, look, if a kid is in, say, 10th grade and is a trans kid, knows that they're not in the right body, they know, and they're going through, look, this is not an easy thing for any man, woman, child, you name it, to go through that. That's not something somebody, it's like, oh, I think I'll decide to become a man today. They do it because that's who they are. And they're trying to be their true, genuine self. And this fucker is making it illegal to be them. The measure expanded a one-year-old state law, which critics have referred to as the Don't Say Gay bill. It originally prohibited classroom instruction about sexual orientation and gender identity from kindergarten through third grade, until the Florida Board of Education extended it through 12th grade in April. That means a kid through the age of 18, when they graduate high school, you still can't say gay? That's why I started today's show with that Randy Rainbow song. You still can't say gay. Karina said, I read somewhere one of the Parkland survivors is trans. You know, maybe I'll do this later this week. Yes, and I've told you their story. In fact, you know this Parkland survivor. Because as in the days immediately after the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School shooting, we got to know some of them really well. And there was a girl named Emma Gonzalez. She was the one her hair was shaved. She's the one who said, I call BS. Well, Emma Gonzalez now goes by X. They are X Gonzalez. And they went to college at the New College here in Florida. You may have heard, they wrote a piece, and I think it was for The Atlantic. Now I'm going to have to find this piece, and I'm going to share it with you, maybe not today because we're going to run out of time, but later this week, because frankly, I don't have a whole lot lined up for this week. And this week is going to be about exposing Ron DeSantis for the piece of shit that he is. So later this week, I'm going to find and share with you the article that X Gonzalez wrote for The Atlantic. I can't find it now, but I'll pull it up and I'll share it with you. Maybe even tomorrow. Tomorrow we're going to speak with a reporter for Rolling Stone magazine who has a big piece in the magazine this month about the New College. So it's the perfect excuse. But yes, X Gonzalez is trans or non-binary, they, and they went to the New College, and this poor person is getting shat upon by this state again and again and again. Max Fisher says, my four-year-old is trans. I'm proud of them. And says, Ron DeSantis hates my kid. Well, Ron DeSantis also hates X Gonzalez. What about the don't say period? So the other thing is, yeah, you can't say gay, but you also can't talk about your period. Now, most girls get there. I got mine in sixth grade. I was 11. He's saying, well, you don't even talk about that because, you know, the body, it's ugly. Isn't it? Isn't it something to be ashamed of? Actually, no, it isn't. It is not. So the Don't Say Gay bill was expanded to 12th grade. DeSantis also banned public universities and colleges in the state from spending money on diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives. It is astounding, just astounding. The teaching of identity politics is prohibited at public institutions under the law. And in March, DeSantis put the final nail in the coffin of Florida's public schools by creating a universal school voucher program. So basically, anybody who wants to send their kid to some religious private school could do so, pull their kid out of public school, and then get a voucher so at taxpayers' expense can send their kid to some private parochial school that doesn't have to follow these rules, by the way, because it's not public schools. So guess what? At these private schools, they can say gay. They can talk about their period. The whole thing is enough to make your head explode. David in North Miami, hi.
Hi, here in North Miami Beach, we're down a commissioner, so I may have to run for that seat, make enough money, maybe qualify for Polish citizenship if I have to flee the country to flee President DeSantis.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Now, you were a teacher, weren't you, David? You were a teacher, because I remember you back when I was doing mornings on WINZ. You were sending me math times tables for Allison, who was was mathematically challenged. So you're a teacher.
Correct.
Are you still teaching?
6 to 8, yeah. Remember, I was a substitute teacher like you for most of 02 to 14,
mm-hmm.
but I had several licenses that didn't matter. Because in Broward, they don't count subbing as experience. And I wasn't subbing much in Dade.
Gotcha.
But I did get to teach gifted briefly. Gifted elementary.
Okay.
I left for social studies, science.
Gotcha.
It was fine. It was nearby. I called you on 9/11, 07. People like you and me, we have credentials. But if we're not part of the right demographic group here, there's no work to be had. If we're not part of the right family to back us up, that we can support one another, we're people like us are toast.
Yeah.
And that's part of the sad reality of South Florida, if not all of Florida, because there's no people come here expecting, you're working as a security guard after midnight, so you must get a differential. No.
Uh-huh.
Or that it's easy to get food stamps or any other unemployment benefits. No, it's designed to exploit people here. This is a wage theft state in a wage theft nation.
Yep.
And so as commissioner, I hope to rename North Miami Beach Bentonville, since that's where all our money went once they set up Walmart here, thanks in part to city-funded ads on WINZ, your old station.
Uh-huh. Okay, you're going off into the ether here. So, David, thank you for the call. I'm going to move on.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling. All right, we got someone calling from, where is 423? Hi, who's this?
Hi, my name is Jeffrey, and my child is a four-year-old trans. And Ron DeSantis is a monster.
Mm-hmm.
My kid is scared to death to live in Florida. She is afraid to go to school now because all the other boys make fun of her. I am trying to get out of Florida as soon as possible. Ron DeSantis is evil.
Yep.
And I just wanted to say it.
Thank you. Now, where in Florida are you?
I'm in South Florida. I do not want to give my actual city.
Okay. I'm so sorry you're going through this. I think it's horrific, and I hope you can get out. I'm beside myself as about what's happening in the state. It's really killing me. I have started, a little protest on the side. I've started reading The Handmaid's Tale, reading it aloud into the microphone. I'm recording it to put out a new podcast because this is where we're headed. And I think I'm going to call the show Don't Say It Can't Happen Here, because it can happen here. And it's happening here. So I hope you're able to get your child out of here.
I just want to say thank you for your work. And I really believe that Ron DeSantis is just doing this as a show for his run for presidency.
Oh, without a doubt.
And I really hope that everyone who listens will hopefully, not allow him to win, because if he does, all of America will be that.
Right.
Thank you.
Do you mind if I ask you a question? If you don't want to answer, tell me it's none of my business. But somebody in the chat room just said, at 4 years old, I couldn't tie my shoes. But at 4 years old, a child knows that something's not right. So I'm guessing at 4 years old, your child, who was either born a girl, says, but I'm a boy, or was born a boy, but believes, feels like a girl. Like that they're set, they know that that's what they're supposed to be. Am I wrong, or is that about what it is?
No, you're correct. The whole, your child doesn't know how to tie their shoes. Tying their shoes is something they have to learn.
Yes,
you know,
right?
Their gender is who they are. They don't have to learn their gender. They already know that, you know?
Right. So your child knows, knew from the time they could talk that something was off, right? That felt like the opposite gender from how they were born.
Exactly. My child was born, biologically a girl, but at around probably sometimes when she started, when he started to talk, she basically told me, you know, I feel like my name is Eric. And I started to investigate and just ask her more questions, like, I thought it was just her kind of maybe wanting to change her name or something like that. But then, you know, she just, it seemed to gravitate towards everything that boys gravitate towards. And I thought the Eric thing would go away. And she's now five, but I still call her she just to, kind of let people understand that Eric used to be a girl, but does not feel like that.
Eric is still biologically a girl because you're not doing anything to their body, but letting them have the freedom to develop and figure out who they are as they get older.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's what this is all about. And what Ron DeSantis is doing in schools, that would be illegal under Ron DeSantis's new law. The teachers would have to refer to Eric by a female name, despite the fact that Eric is trying to figure out who they are.
Exactly. And when I'm around Eric, I obviously call him Eric and treat him as what he wants to be treated. But trying to explain to people is a little bit difficult. And for him to go to school, the kids in his class, they seem to not care. They call him Eric. Uh-huh. They understand.
Kids don't care. Kids have no judgment. It's when their parents start, you know, whispering in their ears that they start pointing fingers. They don't know. They don't care. I've known
exactly.
Little boys who let their hair grow long, you know, a little. And you, that's the sign of that. You sound like a great parent. You're letting your child discover who they are. And you know what? Eric may grow up and one day decide, you know what? Maybe I am a girl. But you got to let the kid figure it out for themselves.
Exactly. You know, that's exactly right. And I just want to say thank you for your show and everything you do. And I'll appreciate it. And I'll let you get off here.
Okay. Thank you for the call. I really appreciate it. And thank you for sharing what's going on with us. I hope you're able to get out of Florida.
Me too. Thank you.
Okay. Take care. Bye-bye. Wow. First of all, what a great parent. That's awesome because that's what kids need. They just need the support to grow and figure out who they are. But when you tell someone, oh no, you're a girl, what that's going to do is shut that kid off to think, all right, there's something wrong with me. And now I have to keep it quiet because I can't even tell my parent, my teacher, the people I'm supposed to be able to trust. That's sad. That's really sad. Couple other, before we run out of time for today, because we're going to continue this all week. If Ron DeSantis is declaring his candidacy for president on Wednesday, I'm going to keep this up. So, you know, I got a guest booked for tomorrow about DeSantis. And that's pretty much it all week. Howie just told me he can't be here on Thursday. So we got a wide open week, everybody. And, I'll be here. I've got a whole shitload of videos of this guy from the past couple of years, just to show you who he is. Little clips that I'd throw in every once in a while of something stupid he did. But when you put them together, you realize there's a reason I call it Florida. Florida, where the sawgrass meets the sky. All right. So abortion wasn't the only issue that DeSantis took a sharp turn right on this year. Capital punishment. So you remember when we talked about the Parkland shooter. The Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School is 10 minutes from where I'm sitting. My daughter was in a classroom with the shooter the year before. How much does that freak me out and fuck up my stomach? Well, the only reason that shooter is still alive, and no, I don't say his name, is because it usually takes a unanimous jury decision to impose the death penalty. In April, Governor Death Sentence signed a bill that would substantially lower the threshold for imposing the death penalty. It will no longer require a unanimous vote by 12 members of a jury to sentence a person to death. Now an 8-4 majority would be enough to do it. Seriously, 12-person jury, as long as 8 of them say, kill the fucker, they kill the fucker. 8 out of 12. Wow. By the way, the vast majority of the 27 states that still have the death penalty require unanimous sentencing by juries. Alabama is one of the exceptions, and there you need 10 out of the 12. Not here in Florida. 8. 8 will do it for you. You see, they said 8 because 9 of the 12 jury members in Parkland voted for the death penalty. So they would have killed him. Not that I disagree with that after what this thing did. I don't even call him a person. He deserves to die. I just don't think it's the state's job to kill him. Also, but you know what? Someone else can now easily, because around the same time that a super PAC supporting death sentence labeled Trump a gun grabber, in what universe, DeSantis signed a law in April that allows Floridians to carry concealed weapons without a permit. Used to be, you wanted to carry a concealed weapon, you had to go through training. You had to get a special license. You had to prove that you knew how to handle this gun. You had to prove that you were responsible enough to do it. But not anymore. As of July 1st, it's already law, gun owners in Florida will no longer be required to pass a safety course and a background check. Because that's how you deal with it when you have two of the worst mass shootings in history. 2018 in Parkland, 2016 at the Pulse nightclub in Orlando. And then, and DeSantis calls it constitutional carry. There's nothing constitutional about it. Oh, and then here's his Disney feud. Because he didn't like that Disney spoke out against the Don't Say Gay bill. Disney's gay friendly, you know. And so DeSantis retaliated by pulling the plug on this self-governing status that they've had since the 50 years ago when they moved to Florida. And now what did Disney do? Just Friday, pulled the plug on a $1.5 billion new office complex and 2,000 new jobs. Ron DeSantis is bad every way you look at him. And we're going to keep going. I know, hurry up and get the fuck out of Florida, me. We're working on it. There's a reason I've been depressed. We're working on it. It's just shit. Life ain't easy. So anyway, that's what this week is about. We're going all in on Governor Death Sentence. So the offer today to ask me anything, it goes for all week. I'm sure I'll book some guests throughout the week because, you know, it's just the beginning. We do have somebody tomorrow talking about the new college, and I will find that article by X Gonzalez and share that with you tomorrow. Because what he did, look, this man is horrific on so many fronts. I want you to know what an evil, miscreant, horrible piece of human excrement he is. And I shouldn't say human because he really isn't. To be continued. Thanks for listening, everyone. I'm going to sign. Oh, you know what? I didn't even tell you about my I had two things to do today. So let me tell you two things. First, I'm going to tell you about my smoothie of the day. So I've got this BlendJet 2. It's made by BlendJet. Go to BlendJet.com to find the array of wonderful little blenders they have that are portable. They're powerful. They're great. I mean, I love my smoothie, my daily smoothies. It is a treat, and it's healthy too. BlendJet.com, and use the promo code FeedMe12. You get 12% off your whole purchase and free two day shipping. And I got to show you, they have this new cap that flips over. So now, when you take your blend, your smoothie on the road with you, you don't even need a straw. You can just flip the top apart or to the side and take a sip. It won't spill. It's very handy dandy. They you know, that was my one and only complaint about the BlendJet 2 was I was afraid I was going to lose the lid because I'm a space cadet and I take things and I put them down and I lose them. This way you don't have to pull it off. You just move the thing to the side. It's perfect. BlendJet.com, promo code FeedMe12. Okay. And Father's Day is coming up next month. So, you know, share. All right. The other thing I did want to tell you about is BetterHelp. So I told you last week, they came along just at the right time to be a new sponsor on the show. And as someone who has battled depression since adolescence and someone who's been in and out of therapy ever since, I can tell you there are challenges in finding the right therapist. And honestly, in this day and age, it's more and more difficult to find a healthcare provider you like, whether it's a therapist or a medical doctor, whatever it is. But I'll tell you, because I've been looking, it's really hard to find a therapist. So one of the great things about BetterHelp.com is you go to their website, BetterHelp.com/Nicole Sandler. Be sure to use that so they know I sent you. And if you do decide to send up for a course for treatment, they'll give you 10% off your first month. It's something. But the way it works is you fill out a little questionnaire and be honest, and they match you with a therapist. And for me, it was less than a day. I got matched. I met the therapist, a woman, and she's great. I had my first session with her over video chat. You could do it by phone. You can do it by text. And I'll tell you something else that's really cool that's better than traditional therapy is you can send a message via text, via the interface anytime you want. So you don't have to wait till your next appointment. If you're having a crisis, you're having an emergency, you want to reach out, you'll hear back from your therapist. Now, if they match you with someone that it doesn't feel like the right fit, you can keep going back until you get the right person you want. It's a pretty cool thing. So my first session went great. We have our second session tomorrow. So I'm inviting you to check it out. Just check it out. Just go to the website, read up, because there's a ton of information there. BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, BetterHelp.com/Nicole Sandler. And if you sign up, you get 10% off your first month. Can't hurt just to check it out. So have at it. Look, we all need a little help every now and then. So go for it. Susan, you go on the website. They have all the information there and you can ask them about the price and all that stuff. They seem to be pretty upfront and open about all that. All right. Now, tomorrow, I was telling you, there's an article in Rolling Stone magazine about, and I don't have it open right now, but it's dealing with what Ron DeSantis did to this wonderful liberal arts college in Sarasota, Florida, the new college. And so we're going to talk. There's video. They had their commencement ceremony. I'm saving all that for tomorrow. And I'll find the article from X Gonzalez as well. All right. To be continued. Thank you, everybody. Thanks for checking in. Thanks for hanging out. And all right. I'll see you tomorrow. Friends, don't let friends live in Florida. Okay.